Today's episode is brought to you by Robbie Reviews, our newest podcast on the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I'm Robert with Limitless Broadcasting Network, and you might know me from shows like You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain, and more. I'm here to talk to you about my new show. It's a new movie review podcast show. So if you are into movies just like I am, you're going to love this podcast. It's going to exclusively premiere on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sammy.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Shall we begin?
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational show!
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan.
You.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness gracious. And of course, we are produced by Limitless Broadcasting.
Check out our social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok.
See? Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm in a singing mood. I've probably woken up my mother. I hope she's still not sleeping.
That poor lady. She's right, just like us. Why is she here? Oh, so early.
Oh, goodness. All right, Pixie Dusters, this is a very sad episode because it's the last Star Wars episode of the year.
It is.
It came and went too quickly. Mm-hmm. And it's only because we didn't get to, we've only done two recording sessions of Star Wars, and it's because of my wedding, because we just, and pop cons and comic cons.
There's
and
just all too much going on.
All the stuff, all the
I
things.
Blame Robbie.
That's fair.
I don't blame Robbie.
No, we can blame him. It's fine.
He's not blame here. Robbie. Okay. Oh my goodness. But today we are doing what I'm calling the Star Wars Galaxy recap. Mm-hmm. Mostly because we have literally watched all of the media that we potentially can watch at this moment in time, except for Bad Batch, but it is what it is. Because it just finished up, like, from recording time, the last episode was 2 days ago. So, or no, yesterday. Yesterday was the last episode. So it's like, we'll do it next year. But so we came up with other things. So we've done trivia, we've done debate. Today we are doing what it would look like for us in our Star Wars universe if we were in Star Wars, because you know we all wish we could be, or at least me and Dando. I think I don't know about Sammy; she might choose a different universe.
We'll
Who
see.
Knows? Yeah. And then we're also going to talk about like our favorites and least favorites out of all of the media that has been given to us so far. And it could be more or less, but really we're just going to talk about like just our personal stuff. And we'd love for you to enjoy your, like, give us your personal stuff as well on our social media. So make sure to go check those out. So the first thing we're going to do is I was on Pinterest and I was looking up some stuff and this, like, what is your Star Wars name? Like those images that come up that say, like, I have all these different things based on like your zodiac or your birthday or your first name, last name, etc. were coming up. And I'm like, ooh, this could be fun. I'm just going to randomly put one together for each of us and see what comes out. And they came out weird. It came out so stinking weird.
Okay.
So the first one, I'm going to do me first. Apparently my name, I am in the Jedi section because it was Jedi or Sith, depending on your birthday. So January through June was Jedi and July through December were Sith.
Fits. Okay. Damn.
Mm-hmm. So I am Sentinel Bastila Kenobi.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm related or a daughter, I don't know. But I am a Jedi. But I am also Mirilin, which is a creature on Clone Wars or an a species on Clone Wars, you can be like blue skin, yellow skin, green skin. I was looking it up. I'm like, oh, I would probably be blue skin because I love blue. And I'm from Tatooine. I was born on Tatooine.
I like it.
Which sucks because okay. I want water.
It's not a great place, honestly.
I mean, no.
Hopefully I mean, I love sand when it's on a beach mm-hmm. with water. So apparently I'm starting on Tatooine. So, you know, like all the greats. Anakin. Mm-hmm. Luke. Rey wasn't on Tatooine, but still. And then there was one I found that was like, what's your Rebel Squadron call sign? I'm like, oh, that's fun. So my call sign would be Gold 12, and I will be remembered for blasting the Trade Federation out of the sky. I got a good remember. You guys didn't very well good remember.
I don't like mine, but it's okay.
Yeah, I know. So let's look at Sammy's. So mm-hmm. she is also a Jedi, but she is a historian, which actually I thought was kind of like, you're very scholarly. So
I can do that.
Her being a historian, but her name is Rey Eclipse.
I don't like that. I like the last name, but I don't like my first name.
I didn't like your first name either. I just laughed.
I'm not a fan.
Who is a, you are a Lasset?
Mm-hmm.
You remember Zeb from...
Yeah, I just looked it up because I was like, what is this thing? And then I was like, oh, I'm a Zeb. You. Okay.
You are a Zeb. Yeah. Sorry. From Alderaan.
Uh-huh.
That got blown up.
Yeah, super. This is going well for me so far, I feel like.
And if you were a Rebel Squadron, mm-hmm. Your call sign would be Blue 5, but you were captured by Captain Plasma. Phasma.
Yeah.
Captain Phasma.
Who is respect for her, but I do not want to do that. So I don't like my story.
Your story is not very great.
No, I'm not a fan of this.
Sorry.
Interest survey thing.
This is why we're going to like talk about what we would want or what we think we would be. Dan, actually, you being a Sith made sense.
No, it does.
No, I thought that was appropriate. Yeah,
it was appropriate. You are Darth, not just obviously. Like you weren't like a lower one. You were like high up on the list. So you're right. Darth Anakin Sado.
OK,
so apparently another Anakin in the Sith realm.
That's a and you're a name, human. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
From Chandrella Handling. I forgot to look that up, where that is.
Apparently that's where Mon Mothma is from. That's
where I'm going. Okay, that makes sense. Your Rebel Squadron sign. So apparently you left the Sith and became a Rebel. You are Black Leader, but you were destroyed by Palpatine.
Well, hopefully I went out in a blaze of glory.
I mean, I feel like if you're going to go out, like, why not go out at the top? You know?
Yeah.
Good for you, Dan.
That's valid.
Yeah. Or Anakin, that's whatever valid. Your name is. Yeah.
One of me, it's probably as common of a name as, like, Josh or something.
It probably is.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. But yeah, so I thought that was fun, like, funny. Because there was stuff that I liked and hated for each of ours.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that you were Black Leader. I'm like, dang, out of all of us, he's the leader.
That's good job. Cool. That is good pretty job. Cool.
Yeah. But I'm on gold. I like the gold leader. I like the gold squadron.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've had a blue squadron in any of the movies.
Exactly. I just, whatever.
I feel like we might on one of the shows, but I don't know. Anyways. So let's step back from Pinterest because they just don't know what they're talking about. And let's talk about what you would actually want to be, not the things that we have on here. So my first question is, do you think you would have grown up in the world of Jedi, Sith, smuggler, bounty hunter, politics, or something else? Moisture farmer.
Yeah, right.
That's it. I want to be a moisture farmer.
What other? I was trying to think of all of them. I was trying to like go through. I'm like, what other things could I put? I would like to believe that I would grow up in the Jedi world because I'm such a rule follower.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I could not do politics. What do you guys think?
I definitely couldn't do politics.
I don't think I'd enjoy that either.
I feel like I would be like a Like, I would have tried, I would have been, like, either recruited, or not recruited, but, like, scouted by the Jedi, kind of like Qui-Gon for Anakin. Mm-hmm. And, but I my story probably would have been similar to Anakin's, or actually, my story would have been similar to Asajj Ventress, which I can get to her later, but basically, I would have started out as a Jedi, but much like Anakin, would not have agreed with the rigidity of it. So, rebelling, I would probably go straight for the Sith, but they'd probably be a little too extreme for me as well.
You'd turn gray.
I would definitely turn gray. My story would be very similar to Asajj Ventress in that she's a bounty hunter who knows how to use the Force, but just kind of does her own thing. That would be me.
I like I could see that. I could see that. I mean, I really do think, like, I would probably, like, out of all these, I mean, I wouldn't be a smuggler or a bounty hunter, but I feel like I would be recruited into, if I got recruited into something, it would be the Jedi realm. I think at some point, like Anakin, I'd leave more like Ahsoka. I would be more like Ahsoka, where I would see, like, because I feel her when she's going through all her Clone Wars. I'm like, I would leave as well and be a gray Jedi, but on the nicer side. I would probably go with the rebellion. I'd probably end up in the rebellion just because of oppression and stuff. Like, I wouldn't, I'd been like, no, this is not right. I'm a justice person. I like justice. Sammy, what about you?
I like
It could be something else. Like, that's on, not on here. Like, do you think you'd just, I don't know if there was something else that you in the Star Wars realm.
I mean, realistically, out of these, I feel like I would really just like to do the smuggler. I just, I don't even really care about being a Jedi or Sith. Like, I'm just down to go on adventures and, you know, maybe get in a little bit of trouble. I just feel like I'd feel that vibe a lot more.
I see that.
Yeah, there's just too much drama with the rest of it.
Just do your own thing.
Exactly. Live your own life.
Okay, so Dan, since you are starting Jedi going into Sith, who would your master be and what kyber crystal did you start out with?
Oh, crap. I didn't look up the kyber crystals. So I'm going to have to just wing that answer.
We kind of know the colors.
Right. Who would my master be?
Who do you think would train you?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I feel like, given my track record for, like, commitment to things, I feel like any of them would be willing to train me. So if I had my, so like, trying to think of all the Jedi. I'm trying to think if there's any other Jedi besides, like, the obvious ones.
Yeah.
Like, Anakin, Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon, whatever.
I can see Mace training you.
Mace Windu.
I love Mace.
Maybe. I feel like he would be I feel like I'd get mad at him. He's one of those masters I get angry at.
Okay. That's fair.
You know, I think I'll just go with Anakin.
Anakin?
I'd be trained by Anakin.
I feel like he's a good choice.
Yeah. So when you leave, because that when you leave, do you think you'd have a master under the Sith before you leave, or before you end up being gray and doing your own thing, like Ventress?
Likely, I'd probably end up killing my own master as a Sith.
Yeah, there's not really many Sith for us to like choose from.
I just saw how casually Dan says that, though. He's like, "Yeah, I'd probably kill him."
I mean, if I was going to the dark side, if I was just going in straight into that world, yeah, probably. Yeah.
So what kyber crystal did you start with? What do you think you'd start with? Blue, green? It would probably be between blue or green, because yellow is for guardians and you're not a guardian.
All right. Probably.
I was going to bring it up.
Yeah, probably blue.
Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like blue, I believe, represents more like impulsive natures and such.
Yeah, because green is for like mastery of the Force. And like, oh, where is the stinking? I need to find, we did it in an episode. Do you remember what episode we did last year?
I know we did it, but no.
No, and I don't remember because I want to pull it up. It was last year. It was 2023. I wonder if I can search. When I search the drive, will it search like what's in the?
Yeah, it should.
Crystal. Star Wars or Labyrinth. No, it's not coming up. It's a Kyber. Rebels and Visions. Ha ha. I hope it's in here. Please let it be in here. Yes, it is. Okay. So Blue. Let's see here. Blue is most common, historically known as a Jedi guardian, the protector of the Jedi Order, bravery, righteousness, fighters who defend the Jedi, blah, blah, blah. Green is for the most powerful Jedi Knights, where blue is normally fighters and soldiers. Green is representative of wisdom and skill. And then you got red, of course, which is like the bleeding of it with the dark force. So would you have bled yours then? To go to Sith?
Probably.
Okay. Would you then have gotten a different Kyber crystal after turning into a bounty hunter, or would you have kept red?
No, I would have gotten a different one. Like, I would have, because I know there was one that was like, there's kinds you can get that have like a black core, but with like a different color on the outside.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine was telling me about it. I forget what they represent, but mine would have been like black core with like an orange outside.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Let's see here. Yellow. Is that the Guardians? Yeah, that's the Guardians. And then white is light side, no connection to the dark side. Like no connection. It's just pure white. Okay. And then you got purple, who's just, you know, Mace. Mm-hmm. Mace.
Yeah.
Orange. I don't remember what orange means. I don't think there was a meaning for orange. Yeah. But Cal Kestis has orange. Okay. For me, I feel like my master would be like Obi. Or one of like the... not Yoda, because I feel like Yoda wouldn't take on that anymore. But like someone of Yoda's... like personality, like very just... Like pre original Yoda, mm-hmm. when he's like, yeah, my Kyber crystal would probably be blue as well. I don't think I'd have green. Mm-hmm. But when I leave, I think I would go to white. I would want to find a red and rebleed it back to white.
Mm-hmm.
Who you running with?
Lando.
Lando. Lando? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It was a debate in my head whether it'd be Chewie or Lando, but I was just like, no, I feel like Lando and I could really vibe, you know?
I can see that.
I like his style. Han, I would eventually have to ditch him because I'd be like, you're just too obnoxious. I can't deal with all your nonsense. And he goes with Chewie, so I'm just like, no.
You don't want to run with the pirate that does the run?
No.
What's his name? Dang it.
Oh, Woody Harrelson's character?
No, not him. He's in Clones, Wars, and Rebels.
About. Yeah, I can't think of his name.
I can't think of his name.
No.
Name. Or you don't want to run with the Rebels because they're technically smugglers.
I mean, I guess that's a good point, but
I could see you on the crew of the Ghost.
Yeah, I could do that. To be fair, you're right. I could do Sabine. That. Yeah, I really do Sabine. Like. Yeah, Sabine yeah. and I would just be best buddies. I feel like yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's yeah. I didn't even think about that. So yeah it'd be one of those two. Mm-hmm.
I could see you running with the Ghost until all the crap happened at the end, and then you're like, okay, who am I running with now? Because I ain't going there.
Yeah, I'm not
going
like, to the Rebellion. Looking around.
Lando, you're fun. Let's go.
Can I jump on your ship? Thanks. Let's go.
Would you have a droid? And if so, what type? You might not have a droid. Like, you might be like, I don't want a droid.
I totally missed this question, honestly. Now I'm having to think about it.
Well, you guys think I would definitely have a droid. Because let's be honest.
Well, we already know you would have a droid. So
I'd probably have multiple droids.
There'd just be a team of droids and Ashley.
I would have a team of droids.
And that would be it.
I would definitely have a R2 unit of some sort to help me with my ship. And because we all have to have a ship. Like, you can't get around without a ship.
Obviously.
And then I would also probably have a little BD, a BD unit.
Mm-hmm.
Which they have walking around Batu at Disneyland right now.
Disneyland has it. Yes. Not like, here.
Why is it not
the
here?
Disneyland has it.
Why is
it.
There no BD units?
I don't know. If only. But they got Mando first and then we got it. So maybe, you know.
We better get it. Better be there next year.
So I'm leaning towards the BB unit, but I want, although I really like BB-8 because he is adorable, but I want the black one just because.
Yeah, you can, I mean.
What is that? Is it have a specific name?
No, like you, okay. You, there's no names. It's just okay. Whatever you name it when you make it.
Yeah, so I need a total BA black BB-8 rolling around with me, just cruising.
Sounds good.
Lighting stuff on fire, you know, whatever we need to do to get out of the situation, so.
Mm-hmm. So, if I'm going to be a bounty hunter, I'm definitely going to need some muscle behind me. So, I'm going to have to go with whatever K2SO, whatever his droid maybe.
Yeah, version is.
So, yeah.
I'm going to need me one of those. And he's going to definitely have some attitude, much like K2SO himself. We're going to have to. We're going to have to roast each other.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a good combo.
Yeah, very much like a Han and Chewie situation, but darker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that.
I like it.
Because K2SO droids were originally Empire.
Right.
Or New Order or whatever.
Right, so it makes sense. I would know, I'd feel comfortable with them. I know how to work with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
It'd be a lot like, if you ever saw Interstellar, it'd be a lot like TARS, the that droid, if that, you probably, I don't know if you ever,
Okay.
Just total snark all the time.
That's the best way to be,
though. I mean, K2SO is already snark, so it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best way to live, man.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Okay, homeworld. Where are you from?
I don't feel like I know enough about these or remember enough to know how to pick a planet. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, you definitely want to be Tatooine. Do you like big city or do you like small?
No, I feel like I want to be in the city. No, I think it would be.
I would say Coruscant.
Okay. I think I remember that one.
I could see you being Coruscant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been a city person, so I'd probably be from Coruscant as well. But like the lower areas of Coruscant, like not obviously in the higher realms.
Sammy, you'd be on the higher areas, of course.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember what you're talking about. Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. We can hang out, Dan. We can meet in the middle and hang out.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like it.
There you go.
See, I would definitely be in, like, I'd probably be in Naboo.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, not the city of Naboo. I would be, like, where the lake house is in Naboo.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be in a small little area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's where I'd be growing up. And the only, and I feel like the only way I would meet Sammy is because Dan and I would be at the temple at the same time. And you'd invite, you'd introduce me to your friend, Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Before we all go our horrible, or our not horrible ways, but our like separate ways of like,
because
Dan, I can see us being at the temple at the same time and both of us leaving and one be like, well, one of us is going the dark side. One of us is going the lighter side of this.
Mm-hmm. No, I could see that, too.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I hope you're happy in the end. I hope you're happy, my friend.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, what would stink is, like, if we come up against each other at some point, like, you are bountying someone that I'm trying to protect. Like, that would suck.
We try to make some kind of pact or something.
We'd have to. We'd also have to make a pact with her to not... Because we'd probably use her for smuggling on what we need, whether you are smuggling something bad or I need a person smuggled out to the Outer Rim because they're getting
You gotta give me something.
Some
would you
sort
double
of
cross
like,
us?
Yeah.
Like, oh, if it was okay, convenient.
Let me put you. Let me put you in a scenario. Okay. What if he's bounty hunting the person I'm trying to protect that's in the rebellion?
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I need that person smuggled out, and okay. I pay you handsomely for it. But then he tries to change your mind to figure out where she is. Would you double cross me if I paid you?
Okay, Dan, what are you offering me to help you?
Wait.
So you're trying to kill the person that I had her smuggle to the Outer Rim.
Because you're trying to get information person.
From her.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. What am I offering?
Yeah.
Your life?
Well, see, I would use that as a last resort. We've already made a pact not to kill each other. We've already made a pact to try to use each other as a resource rather than an adversary.
But now Sammy's in the middle.
Now she's in the middle. So I'm playing my cards very, very carefully because I would need to use you later on eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So more than likely what I would have to offer you is something that I've acquired over the years. More than, you know, being a bounty hunter, I probably would know the slums of Coruscant very well. Black market deals, spice, maybe some very valuable rare metal that you might need for some weaponry, you know, other types of weaponry,
I'm
and maybe
screwed.
Some... Maybe some droids that have been programmed very specifically that have been hacked and, you know, are
so
illegal
I'm
hacks
never
by
using Sammy.
No, Dan never has the long term because I look at long term. You're very short term, short sighted, Ashley.
Yeah.
Dan is hooking me up for like the long term. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, nope. Sorry. I'm going to double cross. I have to do it.
I'm just going to use somebody else.
Good luck.
This is why we stay out of each other's way.
Yeah, we'd have, well, until we have to cross paths.
That's why we try very, very hard not to.
Yeah, we try, but when I'm in the rebellion and the Empire's using you as a bounty hunter, kind of an issue.
I'd find some way around it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like our lives. Anything else you want to add to your Star Wars life? And the reason I did this is because we did it with Harry Potter. So I'm
I figured that's
we
why.
We did do it with Harry,
I figured it was to tie into that. Yeah.
I will add a very specific skill that I have with the Force.
What?
That I thought of. It's very similar, well, kind of, to remember when we first meet Obi-Wan in New Hope, where he makes that, that sort of sound that scares away all the sand people? So I would have something.
That's a skill?
I don't know, but I assume it is.
Huh.
But I would have something similar to that where I don't know if you've ever heard of something called infrasound. And it's basically something that tigers have supposedly where it's like their growl is a very specific, like inaudible vibration that's meant to actually paralyze their prey.
Interesting.
So it's like the sound literally goes through you. Like I would have something like that. Something
that's cool
where I can manipulate the sound waves to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it wouldn't be perfect, like it would only be temporary, but it would be enough to like, you know, temporarily freak my people, you know, paralyze my prey to be like, you know, so I could kind of have the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
Something kind of like that.
Yeah. Like if we're talking that sort of thing, like I think because there's a lot of like different skills that Jedis have.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the one that I would probably be most in tune with, if we're going with my empathetic skills, because that's just a thing I have in real life, I would probably be like the being able to manipulate their empathetic skills.
Mm-hmm.
The this is not the droid you're looking for.
Right.
Get away from me. I do like that. That's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I don't think you have different skills depending on your like force push, force pull. Like just using your lightsaber, blah 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 blah. But I feel like I would have a better connection with that sort of thing.
Mm.
I've always liked like the telekinetic powers. When I think of like what superpower would I want, I'd always want telekinetic or telekinesis or telepathic powers. It's always my like go to.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Hooky day. Well, let's move on to our favorites from the series. Just not the series, from everything. So we're gonna start off strong here. Out of all ten of the movies, include 11, because we have Han Solo's movie and Rogue One. What is your favorite and least favorite? And you got to pick one each. No multiples in this one. Multiples.
Just with the movies? Because I have multiples for other answers.
Just the movies. Okay, we'll get to the other stuff. Just the movies. We can have multiples in the other things, but the movies, yeah. I want to like hear what you're... Because there's 11. There should be like a... Right. You should be able to pick a favorite and a least.
No, I do. My default answer has always been Empire, but that's actually changing. So my default answer, I'm going to go with Return of the Jedi. The most interesting in terms of visual effects, like building Jabba's palace and Jabba the Hutt himself and the speeder bike chase and the fact that it's the crux of everything, the final confrontation. Yeah, Return of the Jedi. I'm coming around.
Good choice. That is always, that's always been my favorite. I mean, I still love New Hope, but Return of the Jedi is like always been my favorite. Sammy, what about you?
I'm going to go with Rogue One.
What are you going to say?
Which one do you think I was going to say?
That's what I figured.
Did you think I was going to say Rogue One? Yeah. Although
if you didn't say Rogue One, I would have been shocked if you said anything else.
Yeah. I feel like that probably is my favorite, is Rogue One. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the story.
Least favorite is Solo. Least is Solo.
Same.
I can't even find redemption in that movie for myself.
Sheerly for just forgettableness. I keep forgetting anything that happens in that movie other than the chemistry between Donald Glover and Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah. Sammy, your internet is going weird.
Is it?
No, it's...
You were frozen for a minute. Are you... Can you hear everything
it's
still?
It's fine. No.
I'm hearing her okay.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's my internet.
Maybe it's unstable. You, because everything looks fine on my end.
Okay, you were frozen. Dan was fine, but you were frozen to me.
No.
Okay, we're back. Anyways, Sammy, what's your least?
The Phantom Menace is my least favorite one. Solo.
That's fine.
I like Fair Solo. Enough.
That's fine.
All the haters. I liked it. I don't hate it. Let's just be clear. Because that's ridiculous. But.
Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, I don't hate Solo. I just say it's my least favorite.
Yeah. I just want to be clear because a lot of Star Wars people are ridiculous. Yeah. But yeah.
True.
I hate a certain element they put into Solo, but I don't hate the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
But we've debated that and we don't need to go back to debating that.
Mm-hmm. I just find it boring. That's where I'm at.
That's fair.
There's that. I think the only non-boring part is when he does the Kessel Run.
Yeah. And for me, the non-boring stuff is when Lando shows up, like Donald Glover. He makes it.
Well, that's
makes it enjoyable for me.
That's fun. Yeah. They chose a good actor for Lando.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah. Series. Going to TV series. Favorite and least.
Oh, that's another question I missed.
And this is like every series, right?
Yeah, like the TV
cartoons,
series.
The cartoons, the Ahsoka.
Cartoons, Amanda, all of it. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
All of it.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dan. Go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking about going through all the live action ones. Yeah, probably Clone Wars.
Is your favorite?
Yes. Except now I'm thinking about Ahsoka. So now I don't know. You know, I'll go with Ahsoka. I'll say Ahsoka.
I just see what he chooses. No.
Oh, goodness. I mean, mine's definitely Ahsoka. I mean, come on. How is it not? I love Ahsoka. Rebels is pretty darn close for me. I loved Rebels.
Rebels was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Sammy?
Well,
I'm assuming Mandalorian.
I was going to say, I don't feel like I have to do my answer because everybody knows what my favorite show is.
Mando.
Yeah.
So What about least?
I feel like this is a hard question.
I don't know if I have a least favorite.
I'm gonna be honest. My least favorite's Andor. It's not bad. It's not like it's bad. It's just it's not one I'm going to go back and rewatch.
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel like I would go with Bad Batch because I just have no interest in rewatching it. No offense, Bad Batch, yeah. But...
No, oh, yeah.
I get
yeah.
that. Probably the 2D animated Clone Wars.
Oh, if that's a choice, that's my choice.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah, I probably
that was actually
definitely.
Just not good.
It's my choice.
Okay, well, no, I think we're in agreement on that. I forgot about that.
Okay. All right, now you can have multiples in these now.
Cool.
Your favorite and least favorite Jedi. I mean, my favorite Jedi is Ahsoka until she, you know, goes rogue.
Yeah, that was my question. Like, what if they were a Jedi, but they're not a Jedi anymore? So Ahsoka would still count in that category?
I think Ahsoka would count.
Okay, because I do love
Ahsoka.
Yeah, Ahsoka
would count in that category. And when it comes to Anakin, Anakin is a Jedi, Darth is a Sith. So you could technically have Anakin in both categories.
But you said we can have multiples for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because definitely like, Ahsoka, definitely Obi. Yeah, I mean, Qui-Gon, I mean, hello.
Yeah.
And I love Mace. Even though he's like in this for 2 seconds. I mean, how can you not just as a random pull? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call. Kanan from Rebels.
That's a good one.
Yes, that's a great one.
Yeah. Cause I was trying to go with like answers that like most people wouldn't pick, and I was like, he needs more recognition.
That's fair.
Yeah,
you are not wrong.
I like seeing a Jedi. He's rough around the edges, and he's kind of got he's grit. He's a Jedi with some grit, but he's not unstable to where he'd go dark like Anakin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True.
This is very true. And he didn't go dark. He went smuggler to survive.
Right. But he's always had a very strong sense of conviction and discipline.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My least, I don't know if I have a least when it comes to Jedi that I know. I mean, Luke does kind of annoy me even towards the end. He's a grumpy old man. He turns into Harrison kind of there at the end.
He does a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what who my least would be out of like the ones we know.
Is Rey a Jedi?
Oh yeah, Rey.
I was waiting. There you go. That. I was Rey. Waiting. I'm like, isn't she count as a Jedi?
She does.
Poor Rey.
Oh goodness. Sorry, Rey. They wrote her wrong.
Yeah.
In my opinion, they wrote her wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah. And they showed like a lot of Jedi in Clone Wars, but we don't have them long enough for me to like have any sort of attachment or detachment from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Dan?
I don't know if I have a least favorite Jedi. Like maybe Rey.
Yeah.
Rey's the most boring, so.
Yeah.
That's why I would pick her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Sith? Your favorite Sith?
I have to say favorite besides Darth Vader because I feel like that's...
That's a given, right?
Yeah, that's a given.
That's a given.
Gotta love Darth Vader.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Count Dooku. He's lately become my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And that's recently... That's because recently I had a friend say that I kind of look like a young version of him. And I was like, I haven't been able to see him the same way since.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, Maul is cool, but he wasn't always a Sith. He ended up kind of doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. He did kind of do his own thing. I... I was gonna say what's his face, but he's not really a Sith. He's just a really scary dude, Thrawn.
Oh yeah,
Thrawn's not a Sith. He's just a very, very scary man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's his face on Ahsoka? He was pretty. He's not a Sith. He's just
right.
Yeah. Oh, I do like Ventress.
I was just thinking Ventress. Yeah.
Ventress and Maul, probably.
I put her in the bounty hunter category, though.
Oh. Well, yeah, she is the bounty hunter now.
Yeah.
Sidious is my least favorite, just because he scares the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
he should
like
not
Sidious.
Still be alive.
He's a corpse.
He is a corpse, and it's creepy. Mm-hmm. That's why he's low on my list.
I love it.
Anybody else on either side? Favorite, least favorite?
No.
Yeah, good.
Okay, bounty hunters and smugglers. Putting them in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming your favorite, Sammy, is Mando.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like that was clear. I'm sorry. Yes, Mando. was that not obvious? And then probably second, I would put Chewie. You know, who doesn't love Chewie?
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Han and Chewie are always my favorite when it comes to bounty hunters and smugglers.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new respect for Boba since we had him in the shows.
The show really expanded his character, which is awesome.
What is his stinking name? The pirate?
Oh,
I'm looking. Dan, what's yours?
Ventress.
Of course.
Star Wars, there we go. What is his stinking name?
Is it like Wex or something like that?
That sounds somewhat familiar.
Hondo.
Hondo. Hondo.
Hondo.
What is it? Hondo. He annoys the crap out of me, but
he's kind of ridiculous. But he's a good character. Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And of course Lando's in there. You gotta love me. Gotta love
Lando. Of course
love
Lando too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you gotta love the ghost people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all smugglers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have one that I hate. I mean, I hated Boba until we got something where we like him. Well, you don't like him, and like he's going after your people in the originals. I don't know. Anybody else?
Yeah.
No.
I did this twice. I put other characters. And
I was going to ask you what the difference was between other characters and favorite, least favorite.
Yeah. So, like, out of all our favorites, who's, like, your go-to? Who's your, like, that is my character in the Star Wars universe forever and always?
Do I have to pick one, or can it be multiple?
That was going to be my question. Is it one or more?
No, there's an S. You can do more.
If it's
who
one,
are your go-tos?
If it's one, because I've always been an Anakin purist, but Han Solo is very, very close second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Anakin and Han. I like it.
I put multiple for that. Han Solo, Sammy? Anakin, Padme, Ahsoka, Ventress, Dooku, Qui-Gon, and Sabine Wren. Those are all my favorites.
Just lost all of them. Okay. So many characters. That's the hard part. Yeah.
List.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, of course, I have Mando, Ahsoka, Han Solo, of course, has to be on there, too. And then, I mean, I probably would pick Sabine, too, as one of my favorite characters. Especially now that we got more of her and Ahsoka, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, growing up, my go-to was Leia. Mm-hmm. Always Leia. Mm-hmm. But now my go-to favorite is Ahsoka. Like, I love Ahsoka.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Ahsoka and Leia are kind of my peeps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, my probably I don't hate the character, but my least, like the one that I just Sidious. You're down on that
Valid.
List. Valid. Go away. You need to die and go away. But now, honestly, I am not a big fan of Finn.
Oh, yeah, I like Finn.
I'm not a fan of him. They just kind of shoved him in there, in my opinion.
They didn't write him as well.
They could have written him a lot better.
That's fair.
I did like him in the first one. I liked him in The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Didn't like him in any of them because all he was concerned about was Ray. And I'm sorry, no. That's all it was. It was literally, he was this lovesick puppy all three movies. He could have been so much better. That's okay. My opinion. Mm-hmm. It's an opinion. Mm. What about you guys? Any of like your down there, don't really care characters? I feel like I need a cricket sound.
No, I'm thinking. Oh, if we're going at the whole universe.
Whole universe.
When we watched the holiday special, first thing that came to my mind was the cooking scene.
Okay.
Wow, and I'm like, she's part of the universe, right? And that was horrid.
She is part of the universe.
And I was between her and the pervy Wookiee, whatever his name was.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
The Grandpa Wookiee?
Between those two, but probably she wins as my least favorite.
It didn't even dawn on me.
It just popped in my head.
No, that's a much more valid choice.
Yeah. Yeah. She wins.
That's good.
What do you think? Here is my least favorite.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about her.
Yeah, see? Forgettable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, mine would be, of course, it's default answer again, but Jar Jar. Grogu is another one, just because I don't care about Grogu anymore. I really couldn't care less about Grogu. He was cute.
You're gonna get some haters.
That's fair, though.
That's fine.
It is fair.
Yeah. He was cute for about 5 minutes. I don't hate him. He's just kind of like, it's Grogu. What do you want me to do about it? Like,
after he went to Luke, he should have stayed with Luke and Mando do something different. They shouldn't have given him such a strong bond with this baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after him, I'd say Bib Fortuna. That's the Dewana Wunga from Jabba's Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, again, he's one of those characters I just don't care about him. Mm-hmm. Although I like seeing him in Boba Fett.
Book of Boba.
He just let himself go.
And get killed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Yeah. There was another one that just popped in my head. So, Kira. Jar Jar's not that low on my list. Like, he's low, but not that low.
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah.
There was a character in another one of the cartoons that I'm like, oh, right. Ooh, the Ewok cartoon, the witch from the first couple episodes. Oh, I don't like her. She creepy.
I don't know that one.
It's okay. She scared me as a child because we had the VHS and.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, this next one, I have no least favorite, but I have lots of favorite droids. I don't think you can have. I don't know if there can be a least favorite.
Yeah, I definitely
favorite
don't have a least favorite droid.
Like, they all are lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all get their own purpose.
Roger. Those of you my least favorite.
Yes, I love them too.
I just want to turn them off, though. It's not like I don't want them to exist. I just want to turn their voice off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're like, wait, you're under arrest.
Mm-hmm. No, they're funny, though.
They're hilarious.
Just the Roger,
and the little one-eyed guys where you poke them in the nose from Phantom Menace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those guys
hit
are so
the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My go-to is R2, though. Like,
yeah,
I love R2. R2 is my absolute favorite. Die Hard. Yeah. He is my boy.
Mm-hmm.
I want an R2-D2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One in our duty too.
Obviously, I love K2SO, but I also like the two of my favorites. I always forget. I always put them together because you see them at the same time. The Gonk droid from A New Hope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I always forget what the other one is, but it's the very first droid that's not R2 or 3PO that you see in the Sandcrawler, and he looks like a praying mantis. You know what I'm talking about? He's a protocol droid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what his name is, but I know what you're talking about.
I've seen his name before, and I'm going to look it up right now because he's always... because I just remember being a kid and seeing him for the first time and thinking, that's the weirdest, coolest thing I've ever seen. And he goes like, and I don't even know what he's saying, but it sounds so cool.
Oh, goodness.
Droid and Sandcrawler.
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
I like the black BB-8s. Those guys are pretty cool looking.
That would be my top pick, would be a black BB-8.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that with the more rectangular head than the round head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I just love it.
3B6 RA7.
Okay.
That's the Praying Mantis droid.
Okay.
I like him.
Yeah. I love BD1. Who is on a video game. He's not even in a show. The BD-1s that are walking around, they're from the video game, and it's just a little thing. And I'm like, you remind me of the droid on WALL-E who like cleans everything.
Yes.
I love it.
Too cute.
Oh, so adorable. I want a BD-1 so bad. I want an R2 and a BD-1 and a BB-8. Those are my three boys. I want them all.
Mm-hmm.
C-3PO is great, but C-3PO can get on my nerves. So
he can be a bit annoying.
Yeah. Protocol droids much. Get on my protocol droids in general just get on my nerves.
That's their job, I suppose. But yes,
a bit annoying. Like I don't think I could handle K2SO, especially if he's sassy. I'd want to smack him, and then I'd hurt my hand because I smacked him.
Right.
And then I don't remember Lando's droid, but she's a little too.
She's a bit much.
She's a lot.
She's a lot. And then you got the assassin droid turned nanny, who's just cool. Much.
I liked that droid.
Yeah.
It was funny when he turned a nanny.
True.
Yeah. But I do love Kronk. Kronk has attitude, and Kronk is amazing. Mm-hmm. I want R2-D2 and Kronk to interact.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be hilarious. He like uses the little arms. Oh, I love droids. Okay. What is a storyline that we had that you would like to see more of? What is a storyline they've started that you would actually like to see more of?
Well, Ahsoka.
True. Ahsoka, well, and separately, like the Ahsoka and Sabine storyline with Baal and whatever her name is, but Baal died in real life, so I don't know how they're gonna do that. And then Thrawn and Ezra over here. Like I want both.
My answer is one word: Dathomir. If you've seen the Clone Wars and then I love that whole universe, the whole mythology around it, the whole between the sisters and then the Darth Maul species and that whole thing. I could watch the Night Brothers. I could watch a whole series on that.
Yeah. Yep.
I find it fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a very creepy live action I would actually watch.
And we already have the Night Sisters officially.
Yep.
And they got them right, which I was so happy about.
Yes, they did. Oh my gosh. Right.
So creepy.
So good.
Love it.
So I want to see more of that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's not really anything else that you can expand on. I mean, they're expanding on Rey's story. But honestly, that's my next one. The storyline you need to end that. The Skywalker story needs to end.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Yes.
Do something else.
We're unanimous on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Lord, you're beating it to death.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what they do with the Mandalorian and Grogu storyline, but I have a feeling it's going to be boring unless they do it right. Because
yeah, we'll have to see.
I mean, I think with some good writing, the Rey storyline could be good. Like, if they can redeem Jar Jar, they can redeem Rey. Like, I think, you know, it's jury's out. Like, it's hit or miss. Yeah.
I am excited to see more of the High Republic era. I think that's going to be interesting. Yeah. I am excited for that. Do you have a favorite species? If you don't, it's fine. I just wondered.
What are different?
Well, you got the Twi'leks. You got Jabba. You got... Or the Hutts, or whatever you want to call them. You got... Not them.
No, no.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of the little guy's name who took away C-3PO's memory. You got a lot of different species. I like the Twi'leks. Yeah. They're fun.
I'd say Wookiees, Dathomirians, Twi'leks.
I think that's a good list. Yeah.
Yep.
I can get behind that.
We're not going to do least favorite on that. Planet. Dungeons. Least favorite planet. Anything with sand only.
Yeah.
Jakku and Tatooine.
Literally. Tatooine, Jakku, and then Corellia. It's not a sand planet, but yeah.
What?
Corellia. That's Han Solo's home planet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of garbage.
Oh, I'd even put Mustafarian in there. It's a lot of lava. Don't want to deal with that. Yeah. I don't want to be burnt.
Yeah, true. That's a fair statement. Yeah. Not the lava.
Yeah.
My go-to planet is like Naboo. Mm-hmm.
It's the prettiest.
Alderaan before it was destroyed.
Yeah. Naboo, Forest Moon of Endor.
Ooh, I was thinking Endor. Forest Moon too. Yeah.
Coruscant. Then I really like Lothal. I think Lothal's pretty.
Yeah, Lothal's pretty. Forgot, also least favorite because it's cold. Hoth.
Who wants to play
Hoth? Not me.
These are just extreme planets. Tatooine, Hoth, and Mustafar.
Why?
Like extreme dryness, extreme cold, and extreme heat all the same time.
Let's just pass.
Just rough planets.
No, thank you.
It's terrible.
Very hostile. Very hostile worlds.
Oh, so hostile. I don't want to deal with the... Oh gosh, what's his name? The snow abominable creature that almost killed Luke.
Yeah, Star Space Yeti.
Oh yeah, the Yeti.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, even where Yoda was. Oh, too Dagobah. Swampy.
That was a bit Dagobah. Gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have enjoyed that either. No.
Put me on Naboo. I'll be happy.
If I was forced to live on Dagobah, I could probably survive. I could be okay with it. Like, I could do what Yoda did and, like, make a cozy little home in the middle of nowhere.
No.
I'm good. No, thank you.
I would just be like, get me off of this freaking place.
I would take Endor over Dagobah.
Endor, I would too.
Yeah,
I would
is too. Much better, I think.
But if I was forced to live on a nasty planet, then that would be, in my mind, like the least of the nasty.
I think that's a valid point.
Okay, that is valid.
Yes.
Like, I'd still take that over Tatooine.
Yeah. Yes. And Hoth.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Because at least you have like cover, like it's not, but is it ever light there? Like,
no, it's probably always murky, which.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
My sinuses would be okay with it. My sinuses would rather be in a murky weather than in dry weather.
I mean, I grew up in Florida, so I'm no stranger to murky weather. It's just,
I miss my Florida murky weather. Like, I had a bloody nose this morning because of how dry the air is up here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I miss Florida. Mm-hmm. Not just for Disney and for my people, but because I don't have issues with my allergies.
Mm-hmm.
You live in Hoth.
Sometimes you do. That's true.
Sometimes. This is very true. Mm-hmm. Okay, last but not least. Favorite lightsaber. And I'm talking like... The lightsaber, like everyone out of all the lightsabers, Sith, Jedi, non, what is your favorite looking one? Ooh, my stomach just growled. Sorry. That hurt a little.
Um,
Mine are definitely Ahsoka's original ones because she has two sets. She has the curved mm-hmm. ones that she has in the later ones, but I like her just straight ones mm-hmm. from the cartoon.
Yeah.
And then the other one I liked was the original, like, Luke's. I don't like a lot of, like, weird looking things.
I like the doubles, the double one. They're pretty.
Oh,
Maul's? That Maul has, yes. Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I like Ezra Bridger's lightsaber.
That's a good one. Mm.
Actually, yeah, that is a good one. Let's see here. Oh, here's an image. Oh, I will say I do like the Darksaber.
Darksaber, I think it's very cool.
Oh, the Darksaber, cool, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm not a fan of, like, Obi's and Luke's second one where it has, like, the round at the top and then skinny and then big uh-huh. again. I'm not a fan of that.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's just I don't like the style.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Yeah, Maul's is pretty cool. I was looking to see if there was another one that I am forgetting. Oh, and I'm not a fan of Kylo's. I don't like it.
It's fair.
I don't like the, I mean, fighting wise, it makes sense because you mm-hmm. have the little two things out at the side mm-hmm. and you can knife people, but not a fan. Ooh, what I am a fan of is the in Inquisitors ones where it's like in a circle thingy. Mm-hmm. I just don't want it to be red.
Yeah. No, those are pretty cool too.
I would take that one in a heartbeat. And I think that's it. I don't think there's any really. Others. No, I don't want to look at a video. I wanted the image. Dumb thing. Yeah. Oh, they did release, Disney released a Guardian looking one, I believe. Like, it's supposed to be a Guardian from one of the TV series, and it had white on it. Like, it was really cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
That one was, that was cool. Or not white, gold. It has some gold to it, which is really mm-hmm. cool. Mm-hmm. I like the sleek ones. I don't know. That's me. Anything else for you guys?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, our Star Wars month is over.
That's it.
Can you? Okay. Can I just say, like, when this episode airs, I'm married.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good point. Like, by the time this comes out, true story.
When this comes out, I will be a Mrs.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'm living in Ohio.
Well, also, that's true.
Yeah. Some more off.
Some more off.
It is.
Yep. It is.
It's a different part of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh goodness. But yeah, it's so weird, so surreal to think that I will be married when this comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. All right, Pixie Dusters. Go and tell us all your favorites. You agree with us? Do you not? Did we miss somebody that was amazing or a droid that's amazing that we mm-hmm. should have talked about? Go tell us on all our Insta, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And next month we are starting our 90s summer.
Yes. Woo-hoo! 90s summer.
Yeah. I'm so excited for 90s summer.
It's gonna be great.
Do I remember what we're starting in 90s summer? I do not. Let me look. Oh, yes, I do. We are doing the 90s summer cartoons
mm-hmm.
first. We're talking DuckTales. We're talking Rescue Rangers. Okay. We're talking Tailspin, Darkwing Duck, Mighty nice. Ducks, Gargoyles, Gummy Bears, Bonkers, Goof Troop. I don't know if that's the order. It might be the order. Who knows? You gotta come back.
We'll see if something moves, but yeah.
And then, of course, we are also in our 90s summer going to talk about some teen summer movies that mm-hmm. now you can watch on Disney Plus because of the Hulu integration. So we're going to take advantage and talk about some of our favorites from growing up. That technically means Sammy loved. I don't know about Dan. Dan,
we shall find out.
The 90s teen movies.
Which ones?
Like Bring It On and She's All That and 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes on Bring It On. Yes on 10 Things. I didn't see these. She's All That.
Ugh, missing
you watched
out.
The cheerleader movie, but not She's All That?
I mean,
it's
I was 15 and there were pretty girls. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's fair. Out, so yeah. That's fair. Yeah. That's very fair.
Mm-hmm. I also had a huge crush. I had a huge crush on Kirsten Dunst. So.
Okay.
Got it. All right. Well, make sure to come back next week as we start talking about our 90s summer. And then I believe also in the fall, we're going to be talking about the parks again, because we haven't talked about them in 4 years.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk all the things again. So we have a lot coming up for you this summer and into the fall. So we're super excited. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to rush it because literally in 2024 just started. Like, we need to slow down. Mm-hmm. How is it end of May already? Like, what's going on?
It's insane. Yes.
It's crazy. So have a great rest of your week, Pixie Dusters. I think this is your Memorial weekend's coming up. So enjoy Memorial weekend and we will see you for our 90s summer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.